This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The nonprofit that helps Denver's four-year-olds go to preschool will be able to offer families a bit more tuition support. It's the Denver preschool program's second increase this year. That's because of higher than anticipated revenues coming from the city's sales tax that funds the program. The average family's tuition credit will increase from $849 to $867 per month. Voters pay for the program, available to all Denver families. Colorado's state fish is naturally reproducing in its native waters after years of conservation work. CPR's Paulo Shalceta reports.
The greenback cutthroat trout has lingered on endangered species lists for decades. At one point in the 1930s, it was even considered extinct. But Colorado Parks and Wildlife biologists announced Friday that their repopulation efforts had paid off. Greenback cutthroats at a CPW hatchery near Silver Plume are reproducing without any help from humans. So far, the fish have only been reintroduced to Herman Gulch, but CPW hopes it can build on the discovery and bring the state fish back to other native streams. I'm Paulo Shalceta, CPR News.
Juul Labs executives can't be sued in Colorado for the e-cigarette makers' marketing practices. That's according to a ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court out today. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser sued Juul in 2020 and named four executives in the case. It alleged they broke state laws by marketing their products to youth and downplaying the health risks of e-cigarettes. You're listening to CPR News.